Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for another visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the master of minds. I don't know that I've ever really mastered my own mind, but I am sure here to help you look at things, hopefully in a different way, a more positive way for some. Maybe it's just new ideas for others. When it comes to the kind of medicine that Jack Stockwell practices in his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife, Mary, it is different. It is productive. It is positive. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor and does something very special that even if he didn't do other things that were special, this would make him special. But he does, practicing the GAPS routine, understanding that all health, from his perspective, and I think I wholly agree with this, starts in your gut. So with that in mind, we start with a focus here on DJV Health with Dr. Jack on these chemicals that are now surfacing in many places, but the most, I think, obvious example is the biosludge that's coming in Maine on farms, and this is something that isn't just in Maine. This is all over the place. So why don't you give us the update, Jack, what you found in your research, what they're finding in the earth and in the groundwater. The stuff that is a result of using these toxic chemicals that come from these big chemical companies.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because they call them natural or they call them eco-friendly, but they're loaded with heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, and a whole bunch of environmental toxins. There was a movie, I can't remember the name of it, came out not too long ago. Tom Hanks, I think, was somehow got involved, and it was people that were near a Teflon manufacturing plant.
Was that? I thought that was the one that had Travolta in it. That was another one. It was based on what happened here in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
with chemicals that were killing animals.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, perfluorooctane sulfonic acid and polyfluoroalkyl are two. They're known as PFAS and PUFOs, and they're very pervasive. Like you said, they're all over the place, and they're titled forever chemicals. They're forever chemicals because they don't oxidize. They don't break down.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are showing
up. Nuclear energy. It's the same, those nuclear rods that power the nuclear plant. Same
right.
thing.
Yeah. How many tens of thousands of years? You know, what's the half-life of plutonium?
40,000 years.
It's a long time.
Like that. Yeah.
Right. So as more pharma, I only mention Maine is because that was recently in the news. But the Maine farmers are testing their soil and their groundwater, and they have these high concentrations of PFAS in there. And the Songbird Farms in Maine tested their stuff, and they're going to have to pull their products off of store shelves because of the concentrated amount of this material that's present in the soil because of these biosludge fertilizers. Now, with bio, which means life, you know, you kind of think, well, that's natural, and maybe this is the kind of stuff we should be using. But as they use it more and more and some of the organic material in it breaks down, it makes the forever chemicals more concentrated. And the problem with this is that it ends up in the food that's being grown on these farms.
It's in the soil.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, and part of the problem is our government. The United States government has yet to address the root of this problem, which is the proliferation of these forever chemicals that are being spread across farms in America. So it's not just, you know, when you're in the store and you're buying stuff, I can't emphasize enough that you want to make sure that any plant material, fruits or vegetables, has the organic label on it, because organic in America still means something.
Well,
to a large extent.
Well, if it's from one of the big ag outfits, doesn't mean too much.
Yeah,
but from the small, you know, people that are responsible.
That's right. That's why you want to buy at the local farmer's market, wherever you possibly can. Support these people. Support the local farmers. Because the big agriculture monolith that we're dealing with now, they couldn't care less about this stuff.
You know, one of the things that I get into trouble, you know, I do the daily DJV program, and I also do another show besides the medical show. I do something called the American Family Farmer. And because of making statements like this on those programs, I have been tossed off of more recently a station in Iowa that was carrying this program, carrying the DJV program. But because I say what I do about these chemical companies, mostly Monsanto, here's a guy that was the regional rep for Monsanto, who was a big advertiser on this station, and he said to the owner of the station, look, you keep carrying this guy's program, I'm going to pull all my advertising. And it was a substantial amount of money. So the guy says to me, what do you want me to do? I said, you have to do what you have to do, whether it's stand up to this guy and say, you're not going
to advertise. Yeah, because you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm
doing
what I...
You can't stop talking about it.
No, it's not right to not talk about it. It isn't. It's wrong. So anyway, you look out for the stuff that you eat, and farmers look out for the things they put on the soil. They need to be bringing the soil back to life, and these forever chemicals kill the soil, makes it just like clay.
Mm-hmm.
So something, thank you, Jack, for bringing that to our attention.
You know,
in a moment.
Go
ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say the serious thing about this is that the fertilizers that are in that biosludge will make green peppers look very green. Oranges look orange. It'll make carrots look orange. You know, it'll give great color, but it's empty food from real nutrition.
And in fact, all you have to do in reality to make things green like that, you don't need all of these fertilizers. You don't need all these chemicals. All you need is urea, which is basically what's the stuff you put in the laundry? Ammonia. It's ammonia.
Yep.
And so that's a natural thing. All right. In a moment, we're going to meet the authors of It's All in the Head, two chiropractors who are cut from pretty much the same cloth you are. They're friends of mine, you're friends of mine, and we're going to introduce them to all the friends of ours who are listening. They have this book, It's All in the Head. It's about childhood chiropractic, and it's, I think I want to just introduce them and let the two of you talk. I'll stay out of the way.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back to the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his perch in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooka chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. We're being joined by two folks who are also friends of mine. As a matter of fact, I've known these folks, Jack, longer than I've known you. I think that Marty Rosen, who is a chiropractor in the Boston area, I have been seeing him for pretty darn close to 40 years. He's a lot older than I am, and so it's sort of the value of his touch may be waning a little. But he's got a great wife, and so she's Nancy Watson is here. She's also a chiropractor, and the two of them have authored a book. It's All in the Head. They have been practicing the kind of chiropractic. It's not NUCA chiropractic, but the family chiropractic practitioner is dealing with pediatric chiropractic. And I guess this came to my attention because both my son and his wife are embracing this sort of treatment and attention for my new grandson, Jasper. So hello to the Rosens. Hello to the Stockwell. I'm going to actually step out of this. I want to have I'm going to get you started by talking about the premise of the book, but then I want Jack and you to kind of go back and forth as two expert chiropractors in different types of the same field. So, Marty, your focus on pediatric chiropractic, did that start at the beginning, or did that sort of mature as your practice matured?
Well, the truth of the matter is I graduated chiropractic school, and my wife was 7.5 months pregnant. And so when we started practicing, we had this new baby, and I realized that back when I graduated chiropractic school in 1981, they didn't really have a lot of information on pediatrics, and therefore I was kind of left hanging in the breeze. What do I do with this newborn baby that I know, you know, may need chiropractic care to help facilitate their optimum potential? So I had to kind of start to learn it on the fly. So it was actually part of the premise of my chiropractic career.
So did you do research in this, or was it just stuff that you learned in school that you could apply to youngsters, to babies?
So my mentor, one of my mentors, was named Dr. Desjardins. He started a technique called SOT, and he wrote a lot about how important it was to check a child's nervous system. He said in the first 7 years, now it's, we know it's in the first 1 to 2 years, because that's when the foundation of the nervous system is laid down. But he didn't have a lot of technique that applied to it. And maybe because he graduated chiropractic school in 1924, whatever the reason was, but he talked a lot about the necessity, just didn't have the skill set. So what I did is I learned a lot from him and tried to change his skill set or work within his philosophical constructs and anatomical constructs to apply it to the pediatric practice. So I started using his work and developed an entire pediatric program over a couple of years while I was working with him and learning from him at the same time.
So, Jack, let me ask you, from the NUCA point of view, is there such a thing as chiropractic care, especially for NUCA chiropractic care for babies?
Babies have spines. And because babies' muscles and the cervical muscles are extremely weak, have a very hard time supporting that skull, and whether somebody drops them or they roll off the table or whatever else. For a gross accident, yeah, they absolutely need chiropractic care. But as Dr. Rosen's pointing out, just the development of their systems, we know that the myelin is what is the reason babies are so wobbly and falling all over the place is the myelin still hasn't formed on all of the nerves where it's necessary in those first 2 years. But it takes till they're about 7 or 8 until their entire nervous system is fully wired. My youngest patient was 4 hours old. It was a baby that was born at home with midwives, and they were familiar with me and my care, and it was having a very hard time breathing and had terrible Akbar scores. And I worked on the baby immediately, and within less than 10 seconds, you see its cheeks start pinking up, the whole body starts turning pink because its breathing apparatus was influenced negatively by a misalignment, a subluxation at the base of the skull at the top of the spine. Dr. Rosen and his wife are absolutely correct.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Martin Rosen. Nancy Watson, his wife, a participant in this as well as being a participant. I have a feeling she wrote more of this book than he did. Dr. Jack Stockwell, all of us together talking about the chiropractic care that youngsters need as we continue here on DJV Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back we are, not only with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Dr. Marty Rosen, who practices in suburban Boston. I've had experiences with him since, not being facetious, it's close to 40 years, I think. Not that I was one of your first clients, but I'm probably in the first few years of you being in practice. And Nancy Watson, who also was trained in this. So, Nancy, I want to bring you into the conversation. The idea of being concerned, as you were trained chiropractors, was there ever any hesitation? Did Marty have to talk you into treating the baby or making sure the baby was all put together, or was this something
that you both easily agreed on? Well, no, not at all. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we're physicians, but I'm also a mother. And so the purpose of us writing this book was to piggyback on all the techniques. We've been teaching pediatric chiropractic for almost... Well, we taught our first seminar in 1979, so we've been teaching longer than we've been practicing. And, you know, we teach chiropractors these techniques because we know how important it is. But we also, as a mother, I know when I was looking for something, every mother wants to make sure their baby's okay. You know, and they want to hit their milestones. They want to make sure that they're on track for, you know, for the right development. So, you know, for me, anything that facilitated that, I was all in on. So certainly chiropractic care would have been first on our list. It was more of a fight of who was going to check the baby first, me or him. But I think we branched out into writing this book for the general public because we realized that chiropractors, yeah, can be trained, but it's the parents at home wondering, is my child this normal, or is my child supposed to look like this, or when are they supposed to crawl, when are they supposed to stand? And these are the kind of questions, the developmental milestones that we wanted to address, not only for our chiropractic professionals, but also for parents out there wondering if their child is on the right track for the right development.
I would ask all three of you if there is any danger involved because the child hasn't formed and doesn't usually form skeletal stuff until, you know, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Is there any danger at all?
I'd like to address that. And the reason I'd like to address that is because, so I work for an organization called the ICPA, which have done studies on the efficacy of chiropractic care for pediatrics and safety. And actually, pediatric chiropractic care is actually safer than adult care. Now, Jack does NUCA, which is a very low force, very non-invasive specific technique. And we do, when we do SOT, our technique for the pediatric practice is, again, a very specific low-force technique. It's not what people think chiropractic is. We don't twist babies' heads, twist their necks, twist their spines. So what I tell mothers who are concerned and what I tell the general population, that it's actually safer for us to adjust an infant or a baby than it is to adjust an adult, given the amount of force and the technique that we use. And the studies have shown that the safety and efficacy of chiropractic care for infants is far, far beyond any other procedure in a medical procedure. And so it's extremely safe and it's extremely effective. And again, the techniques are honed specifically for the infant spine, taking into account everything you just said, you know, and everything that Jack said about the myelin sheath. We work with what's called the dural meningeal system. So it's not really like moving bones, what you think of, what people always think of chiropractors, but it's changing tension in what's called the dural meningeal system, which wraps around the nervous system and the cerebral spinal fluid, and changing that tension is what affects bone growth, bone position, and neurological function.
I would say to both of you, because I know you both well, your practices would sort of sell the idea that it works because you're both very successful, and it's hard to get an appointment with either one of you. So that's got to say that there's a lot of repeat business, if that's what you want to call it, repeat customers, repeat clients, repeat patients who come back because they benefit from the treatment. And I think that's spoken a lot to the issue that conventional doctors brought up 40, 50 years ago when chiropractic first came into vogue, that it was dangerous. This is a good way for people to get a primer from both sides, if you will. So we continue with Dr. Rosen, Dr. Watson, Dr. Stockwell in just a few moments. Here, Doug Steffen on this week's DJV Health.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The 2020 election is still making news in Wisconsin. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
The COVID-19 pandemic may have contributed to a drop in birth rates at the beginning of 2021, according to a new report released on Tuesday by the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Former President Donald Trump's legal team is appealing certain subpoenas. John Hunt reports.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed the notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation while the Manhattan District Attorney's office is still conducting its separate criminal probe.
Spring breakers expecting to party in South Beach until the crack of dawn will be forced to stop drinking at 2 a.m. for 2 weeks in March under a new alcohol ban that will be in effect for the city's most popular nightlife areas. Between March 7th and March 21st, the sale and consumption of alcohol will be prohibited after 2 a.m. in South Beach's world-famous entertainment district. City commissioners voted to roll back the current 5 a.m. cutoff time for booze sales in place throughout much of the city. Major League Baseball has canceled opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years. The league and union have not made plans for future negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Second half hour of our DJV health program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's normally here in this spot, board-certified NUCA chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah, along with Dr. Martin Rosen and his wife Nancy Watson, both chiropractors in the Boston area. They are the authors of a new book. It's All in the Head. And we were having kibitzing sort of back and forth where Jack and Marty and Nancy were talking about their experience in school. And I realized that I should just sort of back out of this conversation and let the three of you bring into focus the continuing conversation of the need for this with youngsters, and not talk about those who, you know, would say, no, don't do this, because everybody's got to weigh the information on their own. The book is specifically, though, it is specifically about chiropractic in children, right, Marty?
Yes, it is. That's the focus of it is children chiropractic, what's common, what's normal, development, and how it's important to monitor and check your children in the first year of life at the beginning to determine how their neurological development.
Yeah, I want to say a little bit about how this book came about. We were actually teaching in the Houston area, oh, probably 2018, 2019, and we teach pediatrics, and we always have a baby, a doll, to demonstrate on, but we had forgotten to bring our doll. So we went to a local toy store, and what we found in there was all these dolls that were distorted. Their craniums were distorted. Their bodies were distorted. They were intense, tense. Their heads had all different different kind of head tilts, and I'm looking, I'm going, that's not the baby dolls that I grew up with or that you normally see. Babies are usually soft. And I realized that what's happening is that the toy industry is following what is common in the pediatric world. Like babies are tenser, and, you know, they have flagellocephaly or flat head things. So the toy industry is following that model and developing these babies that are actually distorted. So for me, I thought, well, this is maybe common, but it's not normal. It's not normal to have a baby born, or, you know, as a young child with, you know, with flat head spots or, you know, torticollis or any of this kind of thing. So I wanted to write a book, with Marty to kind of talk to the general public about just because something is common and you see it all the time, it doesn't mean that it's normal. And that there is the nervous system does have
pre-programmed.
Yeah, loops that, you know, for development, and that babies should be hitting those milestones. And so that's what the book is about. It's about looking at what is normal for the nervous system versus what is becoming common.
And I just what's the format? How's the book laid out?
So it's laid out, it's read out in 10 chapters, and we basically start giving people some anatomy and physiology. So we talk about, you know, what it looks like. We also talk about human development, the different milestones. Then we try and give them the anatomy of what the structures are beneath, besides the cranium, the dorsomeningeal system. We talk about developing brain, milestones and reflexes, the nervous system. And then after that, we talk about shape. We have pictures of common and normal and what it's supposed to look like and how the cranium grows and how it shifts. So it is good for lay people. It is also good for chiropractors. One of the purposes of the book was was to give it to chiropractors, especially people who do like cranial work or SOT or any low force work, to give it to their patients so they don't have to spend hours trying to understand how the nervous system works and why it's important. So we cover all those bases, everywhere from the anatomy and physiology to what it looks like, and also give them options of for care and why they should be doing it. So it's for lay people and it's for chiropractors, but the focus is to educate people, be they chiropractors, lay people, that there's a big difference between common and normal and what can be done about issues that you find.
And we do tell stories throughout our little case studies of people that have come into our office. And I'm sure you see this too, doctor, as a chiropractor, that oftentimes, you know, people come into our office and we're their last hope. We've been through so many different avenues looking for help. And, you know, it's a mother or a father, you know, parent coming in with a baby that, you know, hasn't slept through the night, you know, that's constantly distressed, in a sympathetic overload, you know, all of these things, you know, the parents are, it not only affects the baby, but affects the whole family. If there's a baby that's not sleeping, that whole family's not sleeping. So we intersperse some stories in the books of some of the cases that we've seen, you know, of releasing this dural tension, knowing, you know, that the baby will then be more relaxed. So it's a book that I think will give people hope that if they do have a child like this, that there is hope for them, that there is something that can be done to facilitate I'm more normal.
Yeah, I mean, your story about the birth, just imagine if you weren't there, what would happen to that baby? You know,
oh, yes.
What would their life been like? You know, we see that all the time. And one of the things that Nancy said, it's true, we had one of the craziest things. I had a woman come in, she brought her kid to me after all these years because the child had not had a bowel movement. This was an infant. I think it was 6 months old, had not had a bowel movement for 21 days, and the pediatrician just kept saying, wait it out, let's see what happens. And so, you know, you see that kind of stuff. So, you know, chiropractic, because we're about functional potential, not just symptoms, that we have a different way of evaluating the spine. So your child may not be showing anything. Again, things like autism, neurodevelopmental disorders, even if you look at the CDC, they say don't start checking the child till age 2. They actually have a statement on their website that's saying that your child should have a neurodevelopmental and autistic evaluation at age 2. And what we're saying, by that time, it's often too late.
Yes.
That it should be from age 0. So, and we know, and there have been studies that say that, you know, cerebral spinal fluid and dura mechanics that are damaged even in the first 6 months of life will then manifest later on. So what we're saying in the book and what we're saying to parents is don't wait. If you see something that looks abnormal, if you're having a problem, get that child checked as soon as possible before the system starts to set up its own baseline, its own parameters.
And
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, there's just so many adult patients that I take care of after they, you know, stabilize and recover and get the results they're looking for, keep saying things like, oh, man, I should have done this so long ago. Yeah, exactly. Just like Dr. Rosen was saying there a moment ago, these children need to be checked the day that they're born. I have many midwives that send newborns to me all the time. I mean, we see newborns every week. And Doug, you saw that hallway with all those kids' pictures plastered all over
the
wall.
Well, Marty has them also. In it's interesting because the two of you, your offices look similar. Marty's got a wall as you walk through into the office of all the children, young children, young children. And some of them have been there doing, and I'm sure with you the same thing, going into the practice and doing what they need to do to maintain and enhance the quality of their life by having those adjustments. I believe in it. I have for a long, long time. Obviously, that's why I got the two of you here. Hold on a second. A couple of more moments with Dr. Marty Rosen and Dr. Nancy Watson, authors of It's All in the Head. It's a book about pediatric chiropractic. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me. And now a word from the folks who helped to make a lot of this, work. It's time for you, if you have been situations where you've gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight. That yo-yo is not good for your body under any circumstances. That's why I recommend strongly that you focus on Calitrin as a natural supplement. It's made from three different ingredients, very simple. The all-natural approach is the one in long term, if you take the long view, that always works. So if you want something that'll work, that keeps the weight off, once you've lost it, go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Understand, you take Calitrin at bedtime, go right to sleep. It works with your body's natural repair and regrowth stage, helping to support and strengthen the lean muscle tissue. Strong lean muscle then assists your body in burning fats and sugars more effectively, and that results in weight loss, which is what you want. Keep it off with Calitrin. And right now, use the DJV code. You get free shipping, and you also get their powerful one for two or two for one, whatever. It's three for three. I think I like that one. That seems to be the most successful. Buy three, get three free. That's 3 months. And then another 3 months, you get 6 months of treatment to help you keep that weight off. Calitrin, Calotren, at toploss.com.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contracts every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, back with Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health, and Drs. Martin Rosen and Nancy Watson focused on the book It's All in the Head. All right, so what else do you folks have in common, do you think? And I'm only bringing this up because when I talk to the two of you, I know individually your stories about how you've encountered the acceptance or lack thereof, the problems with insurance over the years, and the Centers for Disease Confusion, and what they've said about chiropractic, and you know, all of the things that you have obviously overcome because you're both very successful. So was there a time, Jack, I'll go to you first, when you knew that this was going to be okay?
To take care of a child?
Well, no. You've overcome all the obstacles of the lack of acceptance, at least governmentally, and among the AMA and all.
Well, I guess
there's
some people that need that. I don't.
What?
I don't. The acceptance of the parents, of the children, once they see what happens
to
their job. I couldn't care less. I'm a cash practice. I don't deal in insurance.
Well, he's going down that road, too.
I have been a cash practice since the day I opened. So, you know, I'll give patients a super bill so they can file for their own insurance reimbursement, but I don't even mess with that stuff.
Yeah.
But because of the effectiveness of clearing out any kind of neural problems with a newborn or a child in the first year of life, and then watching how these children change, and nobody sees it like mama does. Dad may be oblivious to some of this stuff, but mama isn't. And when she sees what happens to that baby in the first 24 hours, you've got a lifetime patient.
So our practice, because we've been there 40 years, we have four generations of patients. So that means we've been taking care of, you know, grandparents, the parents.
Yes.
So we're taking care of literally for a lot of three generations, of course, only four generations because people are just not living that long. But the bottom line for us is that, you know, you said, how do we overcome it? I think listening to Jack, I don't know him well, but I can feel his intention and I can feel his commitment and his assuredness about what we do. And how we overcome that, just like anybody overcomes anything in life, is we know what we do works. We have proof of it empirically. We have proof of it internally. So we have just kept marching on that path. And again, Jack's right. You get a mother that sees her child who's not sleeping or is not functioning or is whatever it is at death's door or has been through hell and gets better, you have a lifetime patient because they see a change. We used to get, we're in Boston, right? And Boston Children's Hospital is like the pinnacle of pediatric care. You should see some of the kids we get from there with hundreds of pages of notes and tests and they get a diagnosis, failure to thrive. And under chiropractic care for 6 weeks, all of a sudden the kid's back. They're fine. All the symptoms are gone. They're gaining weight. You know, that kind of stuff, when you see that, when parents see that, and you internalize that, there's no stopping you if you care about humans, if you care about kids, if you care about helping people. There's just no way to stop you listening to the outside voices. They don't stop us for anything. Why would they?
I couldn't possibly agree with him any more than that. It's in the mother's eyes, and the change that takes place in that child over the next, I'll say, 8 to 12 weeks, sometimes as little as 6 weeks, as Dr. Rosen was saying, because the color comes back, the sharpness in their eyes come back, their reflexes are restored. They're eating and going through regular bowel procedures again.
One of the things that brings you together, I got to wrap it up, Nance. The thing that brings me into focus with the two of you is something that you both share, and that is the use of standard practice minerals, the vitamins, the things that are produced that are all natural. Both of you service your clients with standard process.
Yes.
And that says something to me, as much, maybe more than anything else.
Where do we get the book?
Go to the website. It's allintheheadbook.com, all lowercase, and you could buy it one at a time. You could buy it in bulk. Yeah, so it's allintheheadbook.com.
It's also on Amazon.
It's also on Amazon, but buy it from us. Jeff Bezos.
It's all in the head. The website is allintheheadbook.com. Dr. Martin Rosen, Dr. Nancy Watson, Dr. Jack Stockwell here at 10 before the hour on DJV Health.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Continuing now with our focus on your health and well-being, time for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is attended by hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions. Well, maybe that's an exaggeration, but the rest of it isn't. It is a very popular stop for people who have aches and pains. And I will tell you, I wish I were there with you so I could see you every day, because after falling down on the ice 10 days ago, I have not been able to escape the pain. I've had local chiropractic, I've had acupressure, I've gone almost every day I'm seeing somebody different. And I'm trying to remember back, because I know you and I were together 11 years ago when I ripped out the muscles around my rotator cuff. Yep. On the other side. And I don't know, you probably don't remember that because you treat so many people, but at any rate, it fixed it. But now what was the left shoulder where the muscles are separated and torn has affected the right shoulder because everything over there is aching too. So I'm not sure. What do you do when patients when they come to see you when it's obvious that the pain is being transferred? Is that the right term even?
Referred.
What's the term?
Referred.
It's referred.
Pain. Yeah, okay. Referred pain.
Why does that happen?
Well, even the best neurologists who've been studying this for decades aren't really sure why. Why does a heart attack refer pain down the left arm? You know, mm-hmm. Why does a gallbladder attack refer pain back underneath your right shoulder blade rather than in the area where these actual problems are located? It's we don't know. Doug, I have researched this for some time myself. It's just that when we know that when people complain of pain in this spot or that spot where there hasn't been an injury,
yeah,
like your left shoulder now suddenly starting to hurt where you didn't injure the shoulder, The thing that, from my point, when I try to do a diagnosis on that, I know that all the nerves to your shoulder come out of your neck. They don't come out of the spine anywhere else. They come out of the nerve roots in the neck, mm-hmm. in the cervical spine. So when pain starts moving around, if it moves around, then it's gone. It's just because the body is just reestablishing its balance point. But if it shows up somewhere else and it stays there, and there wasn't an injury to like you fell directly on your shoulder on the ice, then I start looking at the spine and the nerve roots. Did you damage a disc? You know, did you tear a ligament?
My back doesn't hurt, nothing.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. Yeah. It doesn't have to. The issue is that if we start putting pressure on nerve roots, wherever those nerves go is where you're going to feel the pain, mm-hmm. even though you may not feel it at the origin of the nerve. Usually the origin of a nerve root isn't really what senses the pain. It's where those nerves go and then splinter out like a river that will open up into a delta. Where those nerves open up for their sensory input to the brain is usually where you sense the pain, even though the problem is upriver with pressure on the nerve roots. So when you fell on the ice and banged the right side, you disturbed something in the neck that may call for a new x-ray.
Well, I've had x-rays done, but not to the neck. X-rays have been done on the other side.
Well, they'll take x-rays of your shoulder. Yeah, that's the medical approach.
Right, yeah.
Go look for the source of the pain where you're feeling it, which sometimes is the case, especially if you fractured something.
It's very interesting you say that, because I went to a conventional, a very good friend of mine, a neighbor, is an orthopedic guy, and so when I have something like this happen, I call him, and he sets me up at the office, and I go down and see these people, and they, you know, I'm just reflecting now on the two conversations I've had with this doctor. Both of them have to do with, if the pain doesn't go away, we'll have to go in and operate. And I said, well, I had the same sort of experience on the other side, and I fixed it with chiropractic and with acupuncture, and they don't want to hear it.
No, they don't, because they don't understand it.
No, they haven't been trained.
No, they have no training.
They go, you know, and she offered me pain pills, and I said, no, I'm going to take a leave or something like that, because I'm not interested in doing the pain stuff. But also somebody recommended Tai Chi. What do you know about Tai Chi?
Well, it's a Japanese exercise, mm-hmm. and it moves all the joints, and it moves the joints through their range of motion in kind of a dance, like a slow dance kind of motion.
Yeah.
That has proven, you know, especially the older we get, the less likely we are to move our joints and keep the joints lubricated. Actually, the movement of a joint is what keeps the joint a joint. A hormone is released when you move a joint that keeps it slippery and lubricated and healthy. And the more sedentary we become, as some people tend to do as they get older, not you, of course, you're still a farmer, but most people our age tend to have less and less movement. And so ligaments get tighter, joints get more fixated.
There it is.
And they start hurting.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here with his thoughts for us on DJV Health 59.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with this.